Today, we are going to shift our focus to Lake State, where recent flooding and emerging health risks are putting pressure on an already fragile health system, with displacement, outbreaks of diseases like cholera, and limited access to basic health services. Communities in Lake State continue to face serious public health challenges. To help us understand the situation on the ground, we are joined by the Director General of the Ministry of Health in Lake State, Makere Malok, who will join us shortly. But now we have online Dr. Achai Deng, WHO Field Coordinator in the state. Together, they will help us explore what the major health threats are, how the state and partners are responding, and what measures are being put in place to protect communities. First, let's welcome Dr. Achai Deng, who is with us here online. Good morning, Achai, and thank you so much for joining us on the Mirai Breakfast Show this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to talk to our listeners about the current health issues within Lake State due to the flooding. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. As we are trying to get in the DG of the State Minister of Health to join us into this conversation, let's move ahead. And please try to give us the bigger picture. What are the major health threats currently facing people in Lake State, especially with the rainy season?
Yes, historically, during the rainy season, which takes part of the second half of the year, we face floods in Lake State. And the impact of the floods disrupts especially health, the health system, that is in terms of health services, as well as direct impact on the health facilities. Secondly, it increases risk for drowning, especially children who are unattended, who play around water sources. They are at a high risk of drowning. Then we have a risk of water and vector-borne diseases like cholera, typhoid or malaria. With the flooding, of course, water sources are contaminated, and that leads to a higher risk of cholera. And then we know that mosquitoes really love good breeding sites like the stagnant water and, of course, bushy areas. And this leads to a rise in malaria cases in the state. And on top of that, with the destruction of crops, that leads to starvation, which eventually leads to malnutrition in the people. And then we have communities that may be displaced from areas that experience flooding to other areas. Of course, this means that they have lost a lot of property, and they have to move to a different area, where an area that they are not used to. And so this brings about a lot of mental health concerns, because these people are now in an emergency situation. They do not know how to move forward. Also, basic infrastructure like roads are damaged. This leads to issues of inaccessibility for the communities, to health services, for example, health services. Again, we look at shelter and also water supplies. With the contamination of the water supplies, our communities do not have access to safe water. So I think that is briefly what I can say on that. Oh, before I end, before that, we also know that during the rainy season, there is a high risk of snake bite and venoming, because when it floods, the snakes also move to higher ground, and they will come into contact with people. And that poses a high risk for snake bite and venoming.
Right. And has the recent flooding affected health services and access to health facilities and healthcare in Lakes?
Yes. Yes, it has. We have seen a number of facilities with access cut off, especially from major roads in the northern part of Choibet. That is health facilities like Chipchok, Tiap Tiap, and Pagor. And then we have in Rumbek Center also certain facilities have been cut off, like in among PMPHCC. In areas of Ural West, we have Anuol PHCC and Magang PHCU that have also been cut off. In Ural East, we have the entire Shambi area and Thian and Karer areas have been completely cut off. Again, Rumbek North, the northern part has also been cut off. So it poses a lot of difficulties, especially in terms of referrals from these health facilities to higher levels of care.
And now we understand that cholera is a recurring challenge in especially flood-affected areas. How prepared are Lake State officials and also partners in responding to potential outbreaks?
So in Lake State, since the start of the cholera in December, we have so far recorded over 700 cases of cholera in the state, especially in the eastern part of Lakes, that is Awerial, Ural East, and Ural West. And in March, we WHO and other partners supported the State Ministry of Health in implementing the oral cholera vaccine vaccination campaign in those areas. And after the campaign, we have seen a declining trend in cholera cases. Our last case was reported on the 6th of June this year. However, we cannot rest yet because with the flooding, of course, we understand the risk that it carries for a reemergence of the cholera. Therefore, all the pillars that are being taken care of by all partners are on standby. We have our usual coordination with all the partners. We have also a very, very strong surveillance system in place, what we call the Integrated Disease Surveillance and Response, also with the early warning and alert and response systems that will be able to detect cases. Well, for example, cases of acute watery diarrhea are being tested for cholera. Every time there is an alert on such a case, our surveillance officers on the ground test these cases to make sure that we do not have a reemergence of cholera. Additionally, we also have our functional oral rehydration points in the state, as well as cholera treatment units that are ready and fully equipped. The partners and WHO also already a preposition for supplies, especially cholera kits that are ready in case we have cases that have been detected. We are ready to respond to manage these cases. On top of that, WHO is also supporting the State Ministry of Health with mobilizing resources from our country office as well as from other partners to be able to respond to any emerging threats. The health threats.
Right.
Thank you.
Now we have talked, Dr. Shai, about physical health. So what about mental health and psychosocial support, especially for people and communities that are displaced now by this flood situation?
Yes, like I mentioned, that is a challenge, especially with these people who are displaced. But usually we do have community dialogues because communities are essentially meant to support these people who are coming in. So they are always ready to accept new people into their communities. And with the support from the government as well, the people who are coming in understand that this is not where they will be for a long time, but they're here temporarily. So with a welcoming environment, these people have, a semblance of a bit of stability. And then on top of that, of course, we have mental health services in some of the health facilities where these people can actually go and get these services, you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Chai. Now, looking forward, what strategies are being put in place to build resilience and also prevent this health crisis from recurring?
So WHO is supporting the State Ministry of Health in strengthening its health system We look at technical guidance, for example. That comes in part in terms of providing the right guidelines for health systems to be utilized. Secondly, we do a lot of capacity building for our healthcare workers to be able to respond to a majority of health threats within the system. Again, supporting the State Ministry of Health in terms of improving governance for the health system, said that if today the partners are not here, the government can be able to take over and lead in terms of response to this.
Right. Now, finally, what is your message to people and communities of Lake States in terms of protecting themselves and their families from this health threat, especially the issues that you mentioned before, like the waterborne diseases, the snake bites, and other health problems that they may face during this period of time?
My message to the people of Lake State is that first and foremost, people need to ensure that they drink clean and safe water. This can be done through chlorination or simply by boiling the water. They need to eat well-prepared food. And then they need to monitor their children, not to go playing around pools of water to prevent them from accidentally drowning. Then to prevent them from getting malaria, they need to continue sleeping under treated insecticide-treated mosquito nets to clear bushes around their homes. And then recently we also introduced the new malaria vaccine that is targeting children between 5 to 23 months of age. They need to ensure their children are taken to health facilities to get vaccinated. And then in case they get sick, they need to go, if they feel ill, they need to go to the nearest health facility to be treated. For snake bite and venoming, WHO has provided snake antivenom in all the PHCCs and the county hospitals. So to prevent one from getting bitten, or at risk of being bitten by snakes, people need to avoid walking barefooted in the communities, or when they're farming, they need to wear some protective footwear. In case they're bitten, they need to go to the nearest PHCC or PHCU to be administered the snake antivenom. Yes, and then finally, those who live in low-lying areas that are periodically affected by the floods, they need to identify higher ground where to move to. Because in Lake State, there are specific areas that are a little bit on higher ground, and they do not really get impacted by the floods. So these communities know these areas. And currently, even the Lake State Flood Task Force is conducting community sensitization and advising people on which higher grounds are where for them to be able to move in case they're impacted by the floods. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Achai Deng, WHO Field Coordinator in Lake State. We could not manage to get Dr. Maker Malok, Director General of the Lake State Ministry of Health. And she has been talking about the collaboration between WHO and the State Ministry of Health, and it shows that partnership are really central to saving lives in times of emergency. سكان معنا في البرنامج دكتورة أتشاي دينغ هي منسقة من منظمة الصحة العالمية في ولاية البحيرات. هي كان قاعد توضح لنا كيف هم قاعدين يشتغلوا سوا في شراكة مع وزارة الصحة ومنظمة الصحة العالمية عشان نقدر ينقذوا أرواح بتاع الناس. وهي ذكرت إنه فعلا الفيضانات الأخيرة أدت لنزوح بعض من الأسر في ولاية البحيرات، ودخل الأسر بيواجهوا صعوبات كثيرة في إنهم كيف يلقوا مياه شرب نظيف، خدمات بتاع الرعاية الصحية الأساسية والأوضاع ده بيزيد من مخاطر بتاع انتشار الكوليرا والملاريا وسوء التغذية بين الأطفال. وهي أكدت أن السلطات الصحية سواء مع WHO أو منظمة الصحة العالمية قاعدين يشتغلوا عشان يعززوا الوعي المجتمعي، تحسين شبكات المراقبة الصحية، وكمان ضمان وصول المساعدات الإنسانية في الوقت المناسب للناس المحتاجين. وده كله خطوات ضرورية لحماية المجتمعات وتقليل المخاطر. شكرا لك كثير دكتورة أتشاي.